The views and opinions expressed in the Humanizing the Headset podcast are those of the authors, guests, and hosts of the podcast, and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Humanizing the Headset as a whole. This podcast may contain adult language and adult content.
Y'all ready for this? Episode 3. We're recording.
Can that be our intro?
And we're live!
Reporting live from Norm's lab.
Believe it or not, everybody, it's
oh my God.
Early, and I haven't had any coffee. No caffeine. This is Norm uncaffeinated.
Is it because you've been drinking alcohol instead?
Norm Unplugged 2.0.
Norm Unplugged.
Revision 3.
Subsection C.
Yes, right. Of state statute.
Part
anyway,
five.
Welcome to Humanizing the Headsets.
Welcome.
Ow!
Episode 3.
We have a very fun one for you guys today. We had put out a post on Facebook asking about what everyone's weird superstitions are, because we all have them. We all have weird little quirks within our centers about stuff that we do or don't do to make sure that we don't have a circus for the entire shift.
Yes. And who the bad luck charms are.
Yep.
Like they're sitting together, and this one is using the green chair today. And the last time that happened, 426 people died in a fiery gas explosion.
Yeah, there was a mass casualty incident.
Yes. So that is clearly the...
Right.
The key to everything, right?
Yeah. We got some interesting ones. I mean, we have you know, the regular stuff I think that everyone does, but we got some stuff on here that I have never heard in my life, so.
why are we so superstitious?
We are. Right?
But that's the question, why? Because to me, I look at it, so we're going to, I'll start off with the most common one, which is the Q word. It's quiet. Hopefully nobody's listening to this.
Please
at work, because you just got hosed. Everything's going to go wrong. It's my fault. Blame me. Message me.
It,
I don't
Norm.
Care. I'll just block you.
Yeah, Norm just screwed you for your shift.
You're welcome. But we have some people that will say it. They'll say it on purpose. They'll be like, quiet, 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 quiet. Ha, 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 ha. And then everybody wants to murder them.
I don't know, but why are we all so weird about it?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Like I have no.
Oh, it bothers me.
It doesn't have any bearing to me whatsoever.
Yeah, it bothers me. And it doesn't. Like I don't really believe it, but I won't say it still.
So there's a little part of you that actually believes it.
Because then if I say it and then something goes down,
right. Right.
Course, everyone hates me.
If we're already having if we're already having a shit show and someone says it's quiet or I want to murder them. But that's because it's already crazy in there.
Yeah. And it's really funny because sometimes I won't say it out of respect for everybody else, but I could really care less. So yesterday, or I couldn't care less.
It's like you're trying to be respectful of their religion or something.
It is. Like, it is like, you're right.
It's just a stupid
sorry,
word.
Jesus.
It's blasphemous.
It
sorry,
is.
Jesus. That's for Ken.
oh my God.
I did it yesterday because we had the storm roll through our area yesterday. So
that was fun.
You know,
it is November and we had tornado watches in our area, and it was like, what? Okay, 2020. Thanks. This is great.
Yes, right.
It went from 75 degrees to like 32.
Overnight,
yeah, like,
literally,
right.
Within a couple of hours.
So that happened, and it came through quick. So. You know, of course, with the storm, for those that aren't in the biz, they have lasting effects because you're behind on calls and there's trees down all over the place, but it's no longer raining or windy. So, you know, the skies open up.
The cleanup. It's the cleanup.
Ray beams come down and everybody's happy, but it's still, everything's broken. So yesterday after that happened and it slowed down, I was like, okay, actually things are pretty... never mind. I just stopped my sentence because I'm like, okay, these guys were just complaining about how bad it was, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I think we all find ways to get around saying it. Like, oh, it's been decent.
Right.
Hope you guys have a good shift. Like you get around saying the actual Q word or like anything like slow,
that
quiet,
might indicate
busy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I wasn't bad today.
Right. You pick words that are in the middle. so that it's not one extreme or the other, right?
Right. Even if nothing has happened, we have not gotten a single 911 call. Someone asked me how the shift was. I'm like, it was all right. I never say, oh, it was slow or we didn't do anything because then I have just asked for the... the raining hellfire. Like
But see, that's okay if it's the end of your shift and it's the start of somebody else's.
No, that's so even worse.
You're like, oh, it's been really slow.
That's bad.
It's been
juju
so
right
quiet.
I'll see you guys
next
later.
Day is Armageddon for you when you do that.
We'll see you guys later.
That's
good
awful.
Luck with that.
So yeah, the Q word was a big one. I think that was the most popular one on that post was saying not just the Q word, but anything that describes how the shift has been.
Yes.
So slow, busy, quiet, nothing like that. We don't ever comment on how the shift has been. How's that?
Some of these are amazing.
I know. So,
like, I agree.
Reading through, we're reading through these comments here, guys, and you guys are hilarious. This one, so Vanessa said, DOAs always come three to a shift and full moons ruin lives.
See, and I was looking information.
I love that.
So I was trying to look up information about full moons and how it affects and does it affect. And there's
a Saturday school about it for Halloween.
Yes, but there's,
it
you know,
it was
interesting.
What?
It was.
There, it is. But you find information that says this isn't true. And then you say, like I saw an article that said it doesn't have any effects on bipolar. Well, hello, Google. That's not what I asked you, first off. But thanks for the suggestion.
Specifically,
the suggestion. But I can remember when I started. And we had a person that said, I know. It's hard. I took my pills today, so I can remember that far back. This particular person swore up and down that there was no effect of the full moon on people. But then, of course, the full moon would hit and all hell would break loose. And now, you know, I've been here for 11 years. Now this same person swears up and down that the full moon affects it. I'm like, how did you flip?
Right.
Where did you Google it? Because Google will help you.
What did Alexa say?
Yeah, right.
It's like,
right.
Yeah, what did Siri tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and like I said, I learned a little bit about it from that Saturday school episode, and really all I learned was that scientists are still arguing about that. We're not sure whether or not it actually affects people.
Science.
Yeah.
So I've heard this, I know. I've heard the DOA thing. Like people, they say a lot of those things come in threes, right?
Threes,
I think that's.
I've also heard fives. It comes in threes or fives.
Oh, you're very grim.
Yeah. Wow,
that's pretty grim.
It comes in 27s. No.
That's right. Oh, shit. We broke the five threshold.
We got one, so we're definitely getting 30 more.
Yeah. Right. You can't have one just by itself.
Right.
Everybody wants to go to heaven.
No, but I have heard that it comes in threes.
Yes. I've heard that too, but that's a. I think that's a superstition that holds true for everything, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Celebrities dies happens in threes.
Sean Connery, Alex Trebek.
Right. And now I'm waiting for who's next.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no. Who's next?
Not Betty White. Please not Betty White.
Wow.
We're not ready for that.
No, we are not.
No.
But it is 2020.
It is 2020.
2020.
See,
the year
that
took Betty White.
Nope.
You guys heard it here first.
Not going to mention it. Oh, God.
No?
Yes.
Humanizing the headset news network.
Yeah, psychic news. What are you
right.
predicting?
Well, we do have crystal balls.
Based on her birth chart.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, let's not talk about balls.
No.
All right, so what do we have next here? We can't say anything about the Q word, obviously. Full moons. Here, Norm, do you want to take a look through those?
I do. Well... like, it's always funny. So Shauna says on here, never say a regular's name. So for those that, you know, frequent flyer, a regular, it's somebody that we deal with all the time for whatever reason.
The town, whatever it may be.
That's
town,
right.
Alcoholic, town, crazy person, town, prostitute, whatever.
Town, frequent flyer. I mean, it's a person that's always getting in trouble, maybe.
Getting in trouble, we're just having a lot of contact with them for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, in my mind at least, this is because of Beetlejuice. Like, we think that they are Beetlejuice, so if we say their name three times, they're going to suddenly appear.
And we're
going to
have a
giant... That's what I was always taught.
A giant worm's going to come out of the, the floor.
Sandworm, yeah. So, yeah, no regulars. Can't talk about regulars.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem. We bring them up all the time.
Yeah, like, we don't really have... Well, we have the one, but he's generally on midnight shift. We occasionally get him at the end of afternoons, the out-of-state one.
Oh, yeah, that he's a treat.
Yeah.
We're not even going to...
That's really all I can think of. Do you guys have a lot?
We have a document on our shared drive that is 5 pages long of people that we come in contact with regularly. And we keep all their info there so that we can just pull them from that and dump them into the call. We don't actually have to run them.
Nice.
So we have it's called the regular file. Officers will come over the air and be like, I'm out with Mike. Can you pull him from regulars and attach him to the call?
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty funny, actually. It is. That's
bad.
Hysterical.
But it's funny because that document causes a lot of the Beetlejuice effect. Because
we'll be
going through that to add someone else to a call. And I'll be looking through it, and I'm like, oh, look, there's Joe. I haven't heard from Joe in a while. And someone's like, don't say his name again.
I was wondering, though, if... So you have this file. Is it like the... Like the Book of the Dead or something. If you actually just open it, these people start appearing. Like, do you have to mention their name, or do you just open it up?
I think you have to mention their name, even think about.
I'm not familiar with these rules.
It's very Beetlejuice themed today. Yeah.
Nice model. All punk. That's funny. Socks, right? The socks one.
There was a lot of about socks. So Andrea brings it up. Who else here? Oh, yeah. There was a couple other people. I'll go through and find them, but there was a few people that mentioned socks. Whitney also mentioned socks. And I've never heard this weird obsession with everyone's socks.
Like, we were talking a little bit before we got started, of course, and is it because of sports? Like,
right,
because
like
the sports team
thing.
You wear your team's doing well, so... you wear the same socks on the same feet, you know.
Right.
Because everybody knows there's a right and a left sock, right?
Yeah, when there was...
No, there's not a right and a left sock until you wear them in.
No, yeah. Okay. But no, but then they're worn in that way if you've been wearing them for a week straight.
That's pretty funny. I don't know. What's that?
I said you like to wear... specialty socks.
I do. I like to wear fun socks. And my wife and I, she has an addiction.
She does. It's like a new pair every day. It's actually pretty cool.
That's her thing. Like, she likes to post them. But we have this giant drawer. And not to get too far off track, but I'll tell you anyway. She has a giant drawer full of just fun socks. And at last count, she was probably like 350 pairs of socks.
What?
The drawer broke.
That's insane.
The drawer literally broke. No. So we have the giant drawer.
So she could,
but
she
there
could
is
not
a
do
laundry,
laundry for
basket.
A year.
Yeah.
There's a laundry basket in the closet with more socks. Most of those aren't fun ones. Those are just her white ones because she doesn't have room in the drawer for the fun socks. So she likes, but people keep buying them for us, so we wear them. I don't know.
Well, and
it's fun.
In the post, Whitney mentions, because she says socks must match. And Whitney also mentions that one of her shift leaders wore mismatched socks twice. So now she brings in an extra pair just in case. This girl brings extra socks to work with her in case her partner is wearing mismatched. Like, we have gone so far into preventing these, like,
right? So there's so many
you
questions.
Walk in, shoes off.
Let me see your
feet.
Socks.
Yeah. Does it matter? Does it have to be? Do you have to catch it before the shift? Because if you're a minute into the shift and you figure it out, are you screwed anyway? Does it matter if you change
it's too
your
late
socks?
Now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've what happens?
Does she not have to take them off until
I kinda
something
need to know,
happens?
Right. Is it like what socks are you wearing,
Whitney,
today?
We have questions about this sock. The sock.
Yeah, we kind of need to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting.
My other thing, too, is, okay, so she says socks must match. My socks always match each other. Like, do people frequently not wear match socks?
That's a fair point.
I guess it depends on what shift you work.
Don't you match them before you put them away? Mm. Or are you matching them as you put them on? I don't know.
Maybe they're just grabbing them from the clean laundry.
Yeah, maybe just pulling them right out of the dryer.
Well, I can see if they're like, let's face it, they're shades of black, right? So you could get a mismatch, and that just looks kind of stupid if you do that. So, but is that the case?
I don't know.
I don't. This is.
Then how closely are we inspecting her socks?
We might have to do a follow up podcast about these things.
I think we're gonna have to have Whitney on by itself, to answer questions about socks.
That's very interesting. Special guest star today, Whitney, talking about all the weird stuff that happens to her at work.
And then, well, so Andrea's rule is different. She says their EMS lieutenant isn't allowed to wear socks with any kind of designs or characters on them. So she's got all her socks have to be boring.
Wow.
Who
was
that?
Andrea. She's up. More towards the top.
Oh, okay.
And she also, I gave her bonus points because she made an office reference. She said, we're not superstitious, but we're a little stitious.
Yes, which is hysterical.
I love that. I think, Andrea, if you're not allowed to wear specific characters on your socks, you're definitely superstitious, not just a little stitious.
Wow. We'll just, no. Stitious could be a new word for. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I it's all fun because this stuff is it's literally a little bit crazy.
I know it is.
It's like, a little bit crazy. It's
extremely.
And I love it. Don't get me wrong.
God, yes,
hilarious.
But yes. So what's this? Stephanie talks about. Of course, they have two officers that when they're assigned to adjacent zones or patrol zones, that everything just. Breaks loose.
So you have to keep them at least one district apart?
Yeah.
Is that there has to be some space between them?
Right. And if it's like us, they probably, you know, look on the map and go, okay, there's seven grid blocks, so 7 miles apart. I'm paying attention to your AVL. You guys are getting way too close to one another.
Socially distance. This is going to be a problem. Officers. Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually. Yep. I wonder how that, I didn't notice if there were any like that, though. Like, do you put rules on these guys? Give him a hard time.
So this is funny. We have an officer, and I won't call him out because we love him anyway. But he is not allowed to eat burritos.
Yes, I remember you telling us.
So this was, and it's not funny. I'm not saying it's funny because people have died, and I'm not saying it's his fault. But every time this guy has a burrito for lunch, he ends up getting a DOA of some kind. And there was a day where he had a death, and it was like a, you know, natural causes, nothing crazy happened. So after he finished that report, he decided, well, I'm going to go get a burrito now because I've already had my DOA for the day.
Right.
And I'm not kidding. He went and got the burrito, and 5 minutes later, I was sending him to a decapitated body that had been found in the road.
Uh-oh.
And ever since then, I tell him, you are not allowed to eat burritos because you're apparently just asking for it.
Right.
Like, even if you've if you've had your DOA for the day, it doesn't mean you can't get a second one. So, no indeed. More Mexican food.
Where is he getting
food.
The, is it, like, does it is, matter where he's getting the burritos from?
I don't know. I think there is a specific place that they're getting it from.
Because I think if that's the case, they should name the burrito like the Headless Horseman or something for him to order it from. Like, you know what? I'm sorry that somebody has to die tonight, but I need my burrito.
Well, I mean, at this point, I've told him, like, just don't get Mexican food today, man. Like,
no.
Go to Burger King. Leave it alone. Let the people live.
Well, what if... But so see, we have to test these theories. So you're going to have to test this.
No, we don't need to test these theories.
What if
people
you
are dying,
buy him the
Norm?
Burrito?
What if
you're just playing fast and loose with people's lives. This burrito thing.
A man was found decapitated.
Screw you, Norm. It's your. Hey, it doesn't affect us. But seriously, what if you guys buy him the burrito?
I don't know.
What if it's not his money? What if he has a gift card? Give him a gift card. Let's see what happens.
A gift card. I don't know. I think it's once the burrito enters his body, he's getting a DOA.
Oh, so it's like a spell almost.
Yeah.
Very
burrito spell.
Interesting. Yeah, burrito spell mixed with your gastric fluids creates this toxic environment. It does create a toxic environment, but it's not the same kind we're talking about.
No, different kind of toxic environment.
Right, because I know me and burritos.
All right, what else do we have on here?
Jeanette talked about pulling out the book for critical incident calls before they arrive or when people arrive. It's a critical incident. Like, so if you pull it out, it doesn't turn out to be a big deal. But if you don't pull it out, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, and you commented on there as well.
Yeah, because we do that for weather.
What is this book they speak of?
A policy book. I'm your policy book. Well. So we have policies we follow. I don't know what you guys do over there.
Oh.
No rules.
Wait, what?
You guys are lawless 911 center.
You guys are trained to do this? They just like sat me down one day.
Here's the book.
Gave me the phone.
Yeah.
No, there's a policy book and it outlines like airplane crashes, train derailments, blah, 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 blah. So in there is weather incidents, and obviously with weather incidents we know they're coming before we get them. So like yesterday we pulled out the weather policy at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And went through it and did all the, you know,
I just want to point out it didn't help because that was a good
no, because so, there was no tornadoes and no one died, so we were good.
Debunked.
It was fine.
Debunked. No. There was a lot of damn trees down. So it would have been worse?
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
You didn't have to deal with the trees, policeman. The fire department had to
I'm sorry. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? First off, shut up. Second, yes, we do. We have to call, just like you guys do, the townships, because it's over the road. The only time you guys get called is if it's on a power line. And the line is down. Otherwise, we have to handle it.
Oh, no. Well, we get called out to bring chainsaws out there occasionally.
But, right. Right. To your little area over there in your little part of the county. The entire county.
My fire departments serve what portion of your county?
Doesn't matter. They don't have to go out on every call.
No.
We do. Wires down and trees down. Every call. God,
here we go.
I'm surprised we didn't have more trees down yesterday, to be honest.
Yeah,
honestly,
it was
not. We didn't have any of those either.
We got one, and the alarm company could not tell me what type of alarm it was. I had to argue with her for 2 minutes.
Sound 5. Oh.
No, she couldn't. She called, I have an alarm at this address. And I was like, okay, what kind of alarm? And she's like, zone 3. And I'm like, is this a fire alarm or a burglar alarm or a panic alarm? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, that's not helpful. Who do I send?
Okay.
Is the building on fire or is someone breaking in? Tell me.
If there's anybody out there that's part of our group or is listening that works for an alarm company, we have questions.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Just a few.
Why are you guys not gathering some of this information and specifying ahead of time? Because
what's the process there from installation to...
Well,
dispatch of a unit, yeah.
Well, I know, like, when we had our alarm put in... We picked what we wanted to label them. He's like, yeah, you can call them whatever you want, because when you open the window...
Did you label them all zone 5?
right. Just to confuse the alarm company.
No. Zone 5, not specified.
That's right.
Thank
Unspecified
you.
Alarm somewhere in your house. No, so you got to tell it. So he would program it, and whenever you open it, it's like a den window or... You know, we don't have a den. It's a second bedroom / reading room, but that's what he called it. Whatever. This isn't the Brady Bunch. but, you know, rear sliding door. So that's what she would say on the thing. But somewhere between when they program that and they send it back to the people that report it, there's something lost in translation.
Right, because they don't ever... It gets written on a piece of paper, and then that piece of paper is shredded and burned and never seen again.
Right. So the notorious Zone 5, or I like the really long ones. Zone 5, basement window, concussion.
Northeast corner of
concussion,
the
concussion window break.
Arboretum.
Arboretum.
Yes, right.
We have some large houses that we get
but
some
wait,
areas
atria,
for.
Wait,
like, what?
It's a trailer. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't. It's a mobile home. They have an arboretum?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm moving in there.
Right.
I don't understand.
It's the tree on their back
it's
patio.
It's hysterical. Yes, right. This is our atrium.
And there's shrub next to
my
it.
My ficus. Yeah. It's so funny. But so we don't have... I think when we trained, we sat down and we make our own books, essentially, as to what type of stuff we need. But I don't know that we have a book somewhere... that says for each one of these calls, this is how you respond.
Yeah, not that I'm aware.
I'm just being straight with you.
We don't have it for each type of call, but for Specific types of incidents. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, like an airplane crash, train derailment, water rescue, severe weather.
Yeah. You know, what we do is we just call the fire department.
I know. I'm aware. Well, and so,
you're welcome.
But so in this, Johnette actually points out, I think what she's saying is if you bring the book out when you dispatch the call, so like she dispatches out for a shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
Dispatch the call, then you take the book out and look up how to deal with shots fired, and then once the officer gets there, it'll have turned into fireworks.
Oh, so that's the process?
Yeah, so it's not when you receive the call, it's when give it out.
Okay, so if she doesn't take the book out or she takes it out ahead of time in preparation, like the weather thing, then
being okay.
It's very interesting because she works in the same county, so... I don't know. Do some of our superstitions, if we work in the same area, cancel one another out?
Yeah.
Like if I'm wearing my socks, but you pull out your book, nobody dies.
There we go. What if we eat the burrito instead of you guys?
Right.
What if you DoorDash a burrito to our department for him?
We need to test this.
Yes.
Be like Mythbusters for
this. But again,
right.
I'm just warning you, the last time it happened, we found a decapitated body. So...
Listen, I'm going to go on record. I don't want anybody to die.
No.
Okay? But in the name of science.
In the name of science, someone must.
You know, we will take names of those people if you guys have them. Yes. Send them on in. We'll say, okay.
Oh, man.
I think that would be an interesting study. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I like it.
I don't know. The one that I just saw Brendan's post, it's funny because when we talked about this, we called it superstitions and shit magnets, right?
Yes.
And sorry, you know, I know there's some foul language for the kids out there. You're learning new words today. But, you know, I know by us, Kirsten, she's one of our HTH people. And every time Kirsten's working or she's working with certain people, they'll say it themselves. They're like, oh God, we're doing these two positions together. It's going to be bad. And, I don't know. Sometimes.
Oh, it has been.
Sometimes.
And
yeah.
So we had a ship magnet with us yesterday for the storm. And I think it was her fault.
Hmm.
We'll
blame her.
What's funny is
the entire Midwest region.
She knows too. Yeah, she knows too.
Entire storm system is your fault.
I'm sorry. And it's like, it wasn't her normal shift. She was on a totally different shift. She was working overtime. So she gets there and she's like, I'm sorry. It's going to be a shit show today because I'm here.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel a little bad because for Kirsten, right? For the longest time, man, sure enough, somebody would die. She'd be the one to take the call. She killed another one. That's what we would say. And she's like, oh. And then I was like, oh, well, I hope this is not like getting to her. Because, I don't want her going home thinking it's actually her issue.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she would think that way.
No, I don't think so either. But I would never want somebody going home going, man, I killed another one.
Right.
I laugh, well, but somebody's got to start thinking it if it continuously happens, because it's the phrase, I say this all the time, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right?
Yeah.
So every time you answer the phone, somebody dies, that makes you not really want to answer the phone hate what you do for a living.
Right.
And we already have enough reasons. It's not, you don't need that.
There's no shortage.
That's right. My partner, when she was in training, she had... I want to say like 4 or 5 suicides in training.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, girl, I'm sorry. Like, this is not normal. Most of us only get, you know, a few of these in our career. You're getting them like once a week. This is getting kind of weird.
That is weird.
And I think for the most part, she just sort of like, whatever, you know, like I can't really. But it was weird. In the 3 months that she trained, I want to say she had like 5.
And
I
was wow.
That's. I think it's more difficult for those for a trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's compounded. You're new. You don't really know what you're doing. Yeah, that would have a toll on me, I would think.
Yeah,
they
were all similar means too. Like she's taken carbon monoxide suicide is not a very common suicide, but she's had I want to say 3 now in her career.
What does she carry around a big scythe in a robe that she? No. Pulls over her head or something?
No, because like she also had some of our best saves as well. So she's kind of like a little.
So she literally decides who lives or dies. This person.
She's not just death. She is
life.
She is the supreme, I think.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. And I want to make sure you have to let me know who this person is. So.
Right.
I will. Yeah, I don't want to call out my partners. I love all of you. I don't have issues working with any of you. So.
Yeah, you're all okay.
You're all shit magnets and idiots. I'm just kidding.
In some way, shape, or form. We could say that with love because...
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Shit magnets and idiots.
I love all of
shidiots.
Them.
Shidiots.
Yes. I'm an idiot too. I mean, we were just talking about stupid stuff. Oh,
We were talking about...
I asked a first party caller if he was awake because I'm stupid. So... Shut up,
Norm. Well, what's funny is now we talk about it, it's going to be in there. It's going to be in the head, right?
Right.
So I'm going to be thinking about it, and I'm going to wind up doing it.
Every time Norm calls me, he's going to be like, hey, it's Norm. Are you awake?
I'm awake. Just letting you know, I am awake right now.
Jeannie, back to our post here. Jeannie said that their 10 code for an officer down is 1033. So most people never say 33 over the air when giving the time. They skip ahead or go back a minute. And I pointed out that's kind of like hotels don't have a 13th floor.
Right. Yes.
They just, even though it is the 13th floor, you just called it something different.
Right.
So, so Jeannie gives out fake times to her officers to avoid saying the words 33.
Hmm. That's interesting because, and I'm thinking about the hotel thing. I don't, you know, I just squirreled out real quick. Squirrel. When you think about the hotels, so you're right, it shows 12 and then it shows 14.
Right.
Well, but what about the lobby? So sometimes the lobby is just the L and then there's a 1. So technically the 12th floor would be the 13th floor.
I mean, the point is there is a 13th floor.
Yes.
It's just called something different.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know which floor it actually ends up being.
Right.
But
I don't know. It's just food for thought.
Well, because a lot of them say lobby and then 2.
Yes,
everyone knows that's
but
the
some
floor.
Don't, or some of them have a G for ground, and then it'll have 1, and then or whatever.
Right.
So, because there's no rooms on the ground floor.
Yeah, yeah, and she said a lot of their agencies don't use it for officer unit numbers either. They don't use 33.
Now, something that I didn't see in those posts was people putting stuff out, right? Like voodoo dolls or candles or whatever. And I joke about voodoo dolls, but people, I know by us, we have people that lay out certain things when they sit down. So do they feel like, hey, I didn't put out my candle today and I didn't light it, so, and it was a bad day or whatever. That's one thing I didn't see in there that I kind of would have expected to see, whether it's a doll or a picture or something along those lines.
Our manager brought I don't know if it was a voodoo doll. But it was a doll that she bought in New Orleans and brought it back. And it was supposed to be for good luck.
Yeah.
And a bunch of really terrible things kept happening, and she ended up getting rid of it.
Interesting.
Like, we decided as a shift one day when something terrible happened and it was kind of like the last straw. She, like, climbed up on top of the cabinets, grabbed it, and just, like, threw it. And that was the end of it. Yeah, we were pissed. And, I mean, it worked. We've had good luck since then.
Knock on wood.
But yeah, I don't,
it fits right in, doesn't it?
I feel
like we're gonna have an awful day at work today.
Right.
Yes. Hey, it's our Friday, so. Wow.
Yeah, we don't maybe my partners have stuff like that and I just don't know about it.
Yeah, because you know, people are weird with certain things. Mm-hmm. And I say weird. Some people put out a picture of their family or their kids, or some people will have their own little religious stuff, you know, whether
crystals,
it's an inspirational,
are a big thing,
inspirational. Say, let's not get crazy, okay? Crystals, come on. No, I'm just teasing. I'm playing. I'm not trying to offend anybody much. but yes,
oh,
you're
no,
right.
No, yeah.
So you are correct. There are crystals that are meant to give you positive energy and you know, you feel better, that type of thing. And so,
yeah,
I was surprised I didn't see a lot of that in there.
Yeah, like rosaries, prayer beads, stuff like that, I think people will have out too. I do know a couple of my coworkers like have crystals with them, them, not necessarily like out sitting in a row on their desk.
Sure.
But
sure.
They just have them all the time. So,
huh. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't know. Yeah, no, nobody posted that. But I do know, like, we have a couple people that put out specific things. Like Brendan. So Brendan has one. So you do. So every day you start. How do you start your shift? When we're sitting down. Ritual. Share with us, Brendan.
Well, I listen to music at work. I was a musician.
And he's wearing a shirt that says "Got Music" right now.
You are. Yeah. So I start every day with Beethoven's Third Symphony. I don't know why. It just kind of happened, and now it's every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. It's called the Heroic Symphony. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
It's my mind. You know, I don't know. But I listen to music every single day at work. I can't. I feel that if I don't have music playing in some capacity, that I can't focus. I feel it keeps me calm.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's the power of music. I mean, let's
I can agree with that.
Music is amazing. Yeah.
As long as it's not like Cannibal Corpse and you're sitting there at work doing something.
Listening
that's
to
probably
Screamo
not a,
or something. Yeah.
That's probably not a good idea. And I don't have anything against anybody that wants to listen to Cannibal Corpse.
But
I
your
just
partners
think
will hate you.
That frame, yeah, that mind frame.
Is that really a group?
It is a real group.
Cannibal,
you're not going
to
enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, you're going
to
hate it. Absolutely.
Yeah. You will. It's certain people, it's death metal, basically, or more or less, right?
I don't even know.
It's crazy.
Like, it's
maybe I labeled that wrong. I don't want somebody to come
metal
out.
I don't know what it is,
yes,
but it's.
It's the
hard
good old.
Stuff.
Well, oh, yeah, very hard. But so the question to you, Brendan,
yes,
would be, how do you feel your day would go if you didn't play the music? That first heroic
symphony. Well, I'm indifferent with that because I know it's going to be what it's going to be regardless of what I listen to or not. I feel I'm centered, I guess. And
yes.
Just ready to deal with whatever.
Yeah, I think it's more about your attitude.
Right.
Like, your
right
attitude is better, therefore the day's a little bit easier.
Right. Yeah, so whatever comes at me, I'm okay with.
But,
right.
Well,
for the most part.
But this is getting into the... And I bring it up because it's very relevant. Because that's one of those things like, oh, if I had tied my left shoe first today, would my day have gone completely different?
Wasn't that where
right
the whole get... Like, you got out of bed on the wrong side today?
Yeah.
Like, that because you're in a bad mood? Isn't that where that whole thing comes from?
I guess. Butterfly effect type thing, you
yeah
know? That's the whole idea. So, that's, you know, is that a superstition? You know, if you didn't play it today. And let me ask you this. Let's say you don't play it today. How do you feel right now thinking about not being able
anxious
to play that?
Yeah. I was going to say, it makes
yeah, there
me
it is
anxious thinking
there it is
about it.
I knew that was going to be the answer because it's such a
yeah
routine for you.
It is.
And... that might be part of this, right? And maybe people can tell us it's part of your routine. So
right,
like you said, it sets you in a certain mindset. It's not even necessarily superstition, but you don't feel right. You know, it's like the people that put on...
You're manifesting your own destiny.
That's... Oh, my God.
Wow.
We just went back to crystals.
Manifest yourself a good shift. That's what it is.
There we go.
Like it's like the people that put their socks on both first and then their shoes versus the people that put one sock and one shoe and then one sock and one shoe.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean? Of course you put your socks on.
I was just
saying,
you
shoes
put your shoes
no, no. It's the pattern. So some people
put your
think
underwear
it's
on outside your
or
pants.
They take their eggs out of the carton a certain way.
Yes.
Right? So we've had this discussion. I've
wait,
made
is
posts
that
about
I've
it.
I've never heard that. What is that? How do you take your eggs out of the carton?
That's I take them out.
Balanced.
I take them out however I want.
No. Incorrect.
So
how
some
you,
people will take from one
it
side.
Yeah.
They'll take from one side and go all the way across. Or some people will take
like from the
a
middle
little from each. Oh, yeah, I'll take them random. I'll go from
you're
the corner and then the middle and then one right next to it. And then I do it.
Brendan is so disgusted with Norm right
I know
now. His face is so good. He's
ultimately
so upset.
Not welcome here anymore.
That's right.
Get out
of my house,
you
right
weirdo.
Ultimately, after you take so many of them out, the carton becomes balanced. But it becomes more like...
No, yeah, when you take them
balanced
all
see
out.
You
no
take them out equally.
No. They, but see, so if you have... Now, see, he's talking, how do you buy your eggs?
24 at a time.
Okay, so I'm usually 18. So is that two separate dozens,
Jesus
though? Okay, it's a big 24 carton. Okay.
I did two a day. I go shopping.
Oh,
like,
I was like, why guys
yeah
eat so many eggs all the time?
So here's a picture, Silsy.
Okay. That's but how see, you take them out?
Well, I started probably here and here and then over here. But so if you were to open it, it's completely just, random.
Norm's
but
showing
then it's,
me, because you guys so aren't here.
Balanced.
Norm's it showing is. Me a photo
that's
of
that's excessively balanced.
His egg carton perfectly balanced. It's symmetrical.
It is, but it didn't start that way. So This is 18 eggs. So I would have taken from here and like here
but
and there,
you,
but it's
you
not
know,
balanced.
Maybe you're unknowingly taking them out in the same order and you just don't realize
oh,
it.
My mind has just been blown. exactly. It's like a little mushroom cloud went off. No,
I've never heard of taking. I don't know. I think anytime we make eggs.
So this
I have two boys in my house that are both extremely athletic. So when we make eggs, we make a whole dozen. Like, I don't. We just throw the whole empty carton away at the end of the day.
Wow.
Because these boys eat like six eggs.
Well, but that's four of you. Oh, so they're eating six eggs.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
Holy
eating a ton.
Crap. Wow.
This is. We make eggs before hockey. Before they.
Nice.
Go play hockey.
Egg
so.
Is like the complete
Indeed.
Food.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it is.
So again, it's sidetracked, but it falls into everything, right? You know, so
right.
it comes up because I knew Brendan was going to have a little bit of anxiety thinking about, and I'm not trying to trigger that.
No.
However, it's the thought process behind this. So if you're anxious starting your shift, then your shift might not go right, and it's completely going to be blamed on the fact that
you didn't
you had
play
to have
the
this
music or,
going a certain yeah. way. That's very interesting.
I have a particular layout too at my desk. Everything
See,
has to
I,
be a certain
I
way.
Don't.
I have a little plastic bin that's full of office supplies because at one point in time,
we didn't have office supplies,
yeah. and I got pissed one day. And
kind of,
I left.
You guys don't have policies. You don't have office supplies.
No, we have all those things now.
It's the Wild West where we work. Are you kidding
me? We do what we want.
What is going on? Are you guys even a dispatch?
We have horse parking and all kinds of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so I have a little thing full of office supplies and stuff. And
well,
I left when I was so pissed. I couldn't find a stapler. I couldn't find a pen. I'm like, fuck this. And I legit left and went to Walgreens and came back with... all sorts of stuff. I was so angry because we went through a period where we didn't really have like anything.
Yeah.
That
well,
is so
it was
weird.
The other problem is too is that and we couldn't catch anybody doing it, but we'd get office supplies in and they would all be gone.
Oh
so
yeah.
I think it was you know
like
probably the
starting.
Yep.
Right,
school
yeah.
starting. Hey kids, bring your backpack in.
We have our shredder just broke and we are. It's weird that this thing that we have sitting in the corner of our office that you don't realize how much you rely on it.
Yeah.
Because now all day we have this like stack of papers from our desk that we're just like, I don't know what to do with this now. What do I, and our boss is like, just leave it all shredded at, you know, in another shredder later. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, I don't know how I would survive without that.
So I wonder
like,
if that's,
we have an electric
see?
Stapler, same thing. I don't know what we'd do without
that. But see,
that.
You may not, you said a little bit ago, things have been good. You've not had any decapitated bodies and all that stuff. So maybe you shouldn't have a fixed shredder. Because maybe that's the reason everything is working
well
in your center.
It just broke like 2 days ago.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess that shoots that all to hell. Trying to do a show here. Kaylee, can you please play along?
Oh, so this one I wanted to touch on because I feel the same way about this. Katie mentions, never make plans within an hour of getting off work. You'll always have to work late. So... we have a lot of weird rules about this because we have an on-call system.
Okay.
So we have,
you have an on-call system
we have
for...
an on-call schedule. So for sick call-outs...
I support that.
Someone gets called in. So if, like, let's say it's your Friday, you're going into your weekend off. When you leave, when you leave your last shift before your day's off, don't say anything to that person about have a good weekend or enjoy your days off because they will get called in. When I'm leaving for my 2 days off or whatever, and someone tells me, like, enjoy your days off, I'm like, go fuck yourself, because now I'm going to get called in.
I'm going to need
and
your
even,
schedule.
Like, even
I am going to need your guys' schedule.
My husband, oh yeah, Norm's going to call me every day now.
I'm gonna text
even
you.
My
Have
husband
a great weekend.
Will ask me, like, are you off tomorrow? And I'm like, I always say, as of right now, yes. Mm. And he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, I'm on call, so I could get called in. Why can't you just say, yes, I'm off? I'm like, because I don't want to ask for another shift. Like,
right.
I don't want to get called in.
Right. And how are you going to feel if I tell you I'm off and I get called in? You're going to be like, well, I thought you were off.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So this is more for you, honey, than
yeah.
it is for me.
Because we, We have a weird thing about seatbelts too. About so when we're driving, my husband and I, and it's dark out, and he suddenly gets the feeling that we're about to hit a deer, or we're okay. gonna see a deer.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything about it. He just goes, "Are you wearing your seatbelt?" To the point where we now call deer seatbelts. Like, huh. We'll be driving, and he's like, "Are do you have your seatbelt on?" I'm like, "Yeah." And that's the end of the conversation. Because so, he's like, "It's how, dark. I don't want to hit a deer. I just want to make sure you put your seatbelt on." How often,
though, do you guys see a deer when
it's
that
happened,
happens?
It's happened a few times, yeah.
It's really funny because there are times that I've had that happen to me. So because we get off later, you know. So right. Our shift is at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that same feeling. Like, all of a sudden, oh, the conditions seem very right for a deer to be on the road mm-hmm. up here. And sure as shit, I'll see a deer.
Well, because it's always in the worst spot. It's dark.
Yeah.
You're going a speed where it's like, you're not going super fast, but you're going fast enough that it's definitely going to total your car. Like,
right.
Yeah. Or right. Cause some damage or injury.
Yeah,
so.
You have a whole Tommy Boy thing happening. It's in the backseat.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's really funny because you start to think that and you're like, wait, is it just because I was noticing and this is the normal conditions, or do I speak to deer? Like, because maybe deer and I, white-tailed deer and I had like
I'm
this
you're calling
cosmic
people,
link.
People oh who carry God. Crystals
so I know
around
where
are weird, but Norm thinks he talks to deer.
The deer whisperer.
Oh, deer. Yes.
Oh my God.
I'd make a deer noise if I knew what kind of noise
they
make.
Do they make noises?
They do. They do make noise. When they're calling for mating time, rutting, I think they call that. See, look, you're learning things
rutting?
Here today.
Why
yes,
do you know
rutting.
This?
I'm really glad
I
know
a
about
lot
what
of useless crap.
Deer mating call is.
Well, it is mating, so. no, but I think there's, what's that?
I'm looking this up now.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Deer
the,
sounds.
The rut, I think, is what they call it.
Deer sounds. What is
the
this
sound
turning
is not
into?
The rut.
Yeah.
It's pandemonium. It's like work. No policies, just whatever.
No office supplies.
No office supplies.
No shredder.
Well, they got rid of...
I was really upset
so,
by that.
Just not to, again, not to sidetrack, and some people might be able to relate to this. Do you guys have a fax machine?
Yes.
An actual fax machine?
What's it, like a combo?
Yeah, but it faxes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a machine that faxes.
Why would I call it a fax machine
we
if it
We do not
didn't?
Have one.
What do you have?
We don't.
Oh,
we,
yeah, I know,
we
because
have to,
you send
we have to
your
scan
officers
it.
To my station... So that you can fax me paperwork for them.
Well, we do that because they're close to you. We don't have a station for them to go to.
I know.
So if they're out
like,
there and they
like
need
poor
some
little
paperwork.
Homeless children.
Yeah. So, and they have to be able to print
come,
it.
So Norm and Brendan's officers will come to our station because, again, I'm within their county. And it's so cute. They come up and ring the buzzer and they're like, "Can I use your bathroom?" Because there's not a...
Yeah.
They don't have a station nearby and there's not a, you know... They'd
right.
rather not use a public restroom.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're so cute. They're like little orphan children.
Sad pandas.
And yeah, you guys will send us paperwork for them sometimes and be like, "Hey, one of my officers is coming to pick up this order of protection.
Right.
Can you give it to them?" And
right.
I'm like,
"Well,
yeah.
that's because the paperwork has to actually physically be handed to somebody. So we can email it to them all day long, but
right.
how are they going to print it out?
So wait, how do you guys function without a fax machine?
It's well,
okay.
We have the ability to scan in
right.
and send via fax through our computer. But it doesn't work on every computer, first off. And this has been 7 years, 8 years that we've not had a fax machine. They decided to just
yeah.
get rid of the fax machine.
Well, it's funny because I feel like that is the right direction to go. I don't know why any of us use fax machines anymore. I think
yeah.
they're some of the most outdated technology that
Correct.
Exists.
Correct.
However, no office can freaking function without them, and I don't know why. Why can't we just get rid of them?
It's very easy. Yeah, just scan it in and email it to
right.
me.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably going to look a heck
yeah.
of a lot better,
Clearer.
Too, than yep. coming over a fax machine.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that's why we have some of the issues that we have.
Maybe. Yeah, someone called me a couple weeks ago. "Can you fax over some photo lineups?" I'm like, "You want me to fax you over some pictures?" She's like, "Yeah."
Well, that's going to look like
and
shit.
And I'm like, "Well, I can email them." She's like, "No, we'll prefer fax."
Okay. Well, I prefer
okay.
email. So there
I,
you go.
I sent them through the fax and the thing, and she got it on her physical fax machine. And she's like, "We can't see these."
Well, like, yeah, no shit. They're pictures.
Yeah. And guess what? We didn't put it in a fax machine, so it must be your fax machine.
I'm like, "Well, should I email it to me?" "Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea." Okay.
Oh, thanks. Right. Yeah. I'm never going to get that 10 minutes of my life back. Maybe you should have listened to me the first time. It's oh, like
it was funny.
I don't get it.
Sure that you don't want?
And I think sometimes that's because certain systems they don't accept email, or maybe they all share an email or something. I don't know. Like some departments have weird stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like okay. I don't know what you're protecting, but
all right, there's only a couple more here. So right. Chelsea, she says never wear the same colored shirt. They always park their vehicles in the same row. And whenever their lieutenant leaves, the day is about to go down the pipes. So I did clarify with Chelsea, because I was like, you can't wear the same colored shirt as each other, or like as yourself from the day before. And she said, as each other. So partners can't wear the same colored shirt. And I said, okay, well, how do you keep track of that? Do you guys have like a group chat?
Right.
And she said, no, you just hope you're not wearing the same color.
Well, that's just throwing caution to the wind,
right,
isn't it?
So I think
if you think this is a problem, you're acting very irresponsible.
Because she needs to, like Whitney, have extra shirts on hand
yes,
in case they show
right
up in the same color.
Or two shirts. Because, okay, so where's the line here for people? So you know that if you wear the same color shirt, your shift is going to go to
right
hell, right?
Yeah.
So you now are a responsible party in this to make sure that this doesn't happen.
But you're not
happen
taking responsibility.
That's correct.
You're
just throwing it on and going, man, I hope my partner's not wearing the same color
Chelsea,
shirt today.
Get your shit together. No.
Right. Right.
Or, what are you doing?
Or wear nothing but chartreuse,
you're
right?
You're responsible.
Nobody else is ever going to wear a chartreuse
shirt. What if you wore rainbow shirts? Does that count? Mm.
That's well, rainbow's not really a color.
Tie-dye, maybe.
Wait, but it's
all
multiple
of the colors.
Yeah, tie-dye. Yeah. The tie-dye shirts. All right. I'm down with that.
Shameless plug, HTH has a variety of colors for their shirts.
They do.
Coming out soon, so.
That is correct.
Yes.
You guys can stock up on those.
They
and
are.
And you can buy your partner a blue one, and you can
yes
buy yourself a green
you
one,
go
and then
you
never
go
have to worry about it.
There yep you go. Chelsea,
boom,
we got it. So you go on there, Chelsea, and you buy each one of your partners
yeah
a different colored HTH shirt, and then you know that you're not going to show up wearing the same shirt.
I agree.
See,
and
we fixed that for
you.
You
know what?
You got to get some socks.
Look at us.
For
we are
other people
saving
problem
lives
solvers
by
look
proxy,
that
and we're not even at work.
Yeah. Yep.
Saving lives. We are amazing.
We really are.
I'm just threw out my
got
shoulder.
On the
yeah,
back
exactly.
Oh.
Pat myself on the back.
It's ridiculous. Oh, this is great. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not a very superstitious person. I have, you know,
just
I think
a little stitious.
A little, just a little stitious. I think everybody has some little bit of OCD stuff, you know, like we laugh about the eggs, right?
Right, yeah.
I know I don't have it anymore, but I think when I was younger, I would rock my feet a lot. But what would be weird is I would have to stop them. So if I rocked my left foot, that would be like one, and
so
this would be two, like one,
like
two,
even
one, two. I would have to stop either on an even or if, and it had to feel right. So I'm like the person of flipping the light switch 147 times. And if the light didn't come on every single time, I got to start over, right? So I don't have a lot of that, but I mean, I'm not knocking anybody that does, because if it makes you feel better, do it.
Yeah.
For everything. I just winked at the microphone for those of you that weren't,
those of you that missed
weren't
it
privy.
Brendan and I got that treat.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes. That's going to be a thing, though. If Norm winks at the microphone, this is going to be bad. Or this is going to be good. I like to think of it as good.
I like the latter, yes.
Yes. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Matthew, treat. Which Matthew, this happens to us too, cannot talk about a specific call type. If he says anything about a structure fire,
I did see
he
that
will get
one
it.
Yes.
If he says anything about, never. He said, never had anyone call about going into labor, and one day I was reading the birth EMD card out loud, and 5 minutes later, he had an OB call, so... So
wow,
you can't talk about a specific call type. And yeah, I think that goes along with the regulars. Like, don't mention a specific call type out loud, because
yeah
then, like, Beetlejuice, it'll show up.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. Like, whoa, I haven't had a...
plane crash
had,
in a while.
Never had a plane crash before, huh?
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I remember
we'll test it out.
Back in the day when we could easily change nature codes in the system... One of our supervisors had put in had made up a call and put it in,
mm-hmm,
and the person who was sitting center, she wasn't having the best day, It wasn't like she was having like a shitty day. It was just like an oh my god kind of day, you know? Like what kind of calls are we gonna get next? And so the supervisor put in a plane versus terrain call. And shipped it. She's like, what the fuck just happened? Oh, it was fantastic.
Well, see,
oh my god.
And we have to be careful, and I've gotten talked to about it even as of recently. I don't know if your system does it or if it's set up to do it, but our system, if we put a certain nature code in, it sends out a text message or an email to all of the powers that be. So,
yeah, we have to be
all
very
of the command officers.
That.
So, like, we used to get calls back in the day that when somebody calls in, they say, "I just heard an explosion," right? So we would put it in as explosion. So it might turn out to be a transformer or something.
Yeah.
But maybe they didn't know.
But
if you put in explosion,
it?
All of them, and they would be calling. And if you...
That's helpful.
Oh, God. Yes. Right.
We have an explosion going on.
Right.
Let me call dispatch
right.
and see what's going
so
on.
So recently...
Get off the phone and go to the call, damn it.
Our IT people were notified that that wasn't working. That system wasn't working.
Who notified them?
So,
did you...
That, well, we had a certain call go in, and one of the command officers didn't get a notification, so he reached who was working at the time.
Okay.
So he reached out to IT and said, "Hey, I'm not getting these notifications. I don't think it's working." So IT called and asked, he wanted to do a test. Okay. Well, we don't have a test. Nature
you
code.
Have to put a call in.
Correct. So I put one in for explosion at our dispatch center because I thought, okay. And I put
Good
in the notes.
Lord.
I put in the notes, this is a test. And that didn't go well.
Why? Weren't you asked to do it?
I was asked to do it, but they, you know, I didn't get yelled at. But the point of it, the whole thing is they got it. And they're like, what happened? What happened? My boss is reaching out to me going, Can you tell me about this type of call? Like, and it's funny, and I can tease him
the
about it.
The center's blown up.
Yeah,
I
right. I did.
It.
I just didn't call you. I just decided not to let you know.
We're dispatching live.
We're not
the
working.
Rubble.
That's yeah. right. Right. We've got it.
We're just standing in the parking lot.
We don't need any help. We're okay. I figured it out. Don't worry about it. Like, okay. But the problem is they can't see any of the notes. So they get a little blurb that says, at this time, at this location, this is the nature, and they get no details in this text message or email. It's like, well, this is a flawed system.
I wish we had a system like that, because that would...
We don't even put...
I mean, yes
like,
and no.
Actual incidents, like if there was an explosion, we don't even use the nature code, because we just don't want everyone calling in and asking what's going on. Like, we'll do suspicious whatever until, you know, after the fact.
Well, when we first found it out, anytime we would get... If the person said explosion, we would make sure to use explosion, even if they knew it was a transformer, right? So... It was a little on purpose early on, but this is several years ago. Yeah,
toaster burned something, and you're like, "Oh, explosion!"
Right,
explosion.
Right. So that they got tired of getting those messages. I just thought they would get hardened to them and be like, "Okay, it was another explosion." Yeah, sure.
How many explosions
for DOAs
do we have every year?
What's that?
Don't they get them for DOAs too? Or
yeah, they
or
get
they
them for. There's just certain high priority. So if there's a squad accident, they'll get it because they need to know that our deputy. Was in some sort of an accident.
Okay.
So we've literally had to make sure if we come and assist another agency and it's involving a squad accident, it's assist other agency. It's not a squad accident, technically.
It would kind of be nice to not have to call command and notify them about that stuff, but I can see how that would be irritating.
Right.
To get inundated with
that. Well, no, we still have to call.
Why do you still have to call if you already...
That's a great question, Kaylee. We still have to call.
Then there's
just
no point
make sure.
in that system.
See, well, yes. I.
Anyway.
Well, it goes out to people that aren't
sitting
working.
Sitting here judging like it's my place to say at all.
Way
it's
to
fine.
Judge us.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Well, so on that same topic, Marta on the Facebook page said that when they transitioned to a new CAD, there was a lag. So when they would type in the code 54, the CAD would pick it up, but only part of it, and change the nature code. If that makes sense.
That's crazy.
So she would type a code into the nature code. It would change it to something else because of the lag. And it would turn it into their nature code for a person shot. So, like, all of their calls were getting put in as people shot. And she said it got to a point where you would frequently hear people yelling across the center at each other, "It's not a person shot." So then they had t-shirts made. saying it's not a 50, which is their code for a person shot. So they had t-shirts made, and now anytime someone wears one of those t-shirts, something bad shot. Happens. Well, not I don't think it. She didn't specify. She just said sucks. Something bad happens.
So those guys can't wear their shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, you guys kind of brought that on yourselves by making t-shirts.
Right.
No, it's I'm just kidding. Fault.
It's like having a voodoo doll at your desk.
But we, right? We have a similar thing where, like, our CAD, home invasion and homicide are
close.
Very close, yes. Nature codes. Right. And every time we get and we say home invasion, they're not usually home invasions. It's usually something way less serious. So
what are your nature codes for this?
Like, what's the actual code?
Yeah.
Home versus HOMI. So home invasion is HOME, and then homicide is HOMI.
It's really funny because it's so odd. Now I'm judging. I'm like, why wouldn't you just change home to invasion? And your problem solved. Right. And look at me.
If you use INV,
yeah.
It could be investigation.
It could be.
Yeah. But what kind of investigation? I didn't write the nature codes. I think they were from my previous CAD.
Yeah.
Ours, well, we used to have the same CAD.
So right, yeah.
Most of our nature codes now are still
very same. Similar, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of them
changed. We have a lot less of them, though.
But yeah, we will vary. Whenever we do get something that we have coded as a home invasion initially, we almost always accidentally put it in as homicide. And then your partner's like, what's happening? And you're like, it's not homicide. Just disregard all of that. Mm. Never mind.
That would be bad, actually. I can't say that I've ever noticed that. If we put it in wrong, we get something like that, right? Or vice versa. So
because it's like not like an autocorrect system, but it sort of starts suggesting things based on what you typed in.
Right, and if you hit it,
yeah,
which is really funny because E comes before I, so you'd think it would suggest.
I don't know what it's doing, but
home invasion before, because those are going to be more frequent than homicide, at least around here.
I don't even think we use the nature code homicide, because when have you ever?
We have either.
No, because it's usually something that it starts
like
off
with. Like a person shot, or a rescue call, or a DOA, or something, suspicious circumstance.
Or an explosion.
Explosion at the dispatch center. Is it like Panic at the Disco?
That's pretty funny. No.
That's explosion funny. At the dispatch center. That band name called it. That's mine.
Okay, you can have it. mine is going to be Norman the Crystals.
Norman the Crystals.
We're going to do 50s music.
Oh, doo-wop. God.
What, are there any others on there? You found a couple of them. I scrolled through that whole thing, and I was like, okay, this looks like the other ones. So
yeah, I don't
see any others on there. Well, I think if anybody, so we're like an hour in, which I think was really good.
Yeah.
This is actually a very fun discussion.
I think that was all of them.
Because we're all weird and quirky in our own little ways, and I think it's important to know.
You guys have weird superstitions. I love it. I'm adopting all of these, so I'm now going to be the weirdest partner ever. And have, like, different colored shirts, different crazy socks, bringing extra shirts and socks with me in case someone else is wearing the same thing.
She's going to have one of those little pull-along suitcases behind her for all her stuff.
I'm bringing my little Red Flyer wagon to work every day full of weird superstitious items.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, I guess if anybody else has any superstitions, we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put them up on the page. There is a post, or start your own. That would be perfectly fine.
I love it.
Humanizing the Headsets, humanize911.com, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram webpage. If you haven't.
If you have any suggestions, please let us know. We have merchandise coming soon.
Yay!
Brendan has been...
Hopefully the next 4 days, 5 days.
Nice.
Pictures are almost done.
So we'll have it out
a few more
before the end of the month, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
And we're in November Black Friday, for anybody that's not keeping track. We're in November.
We are, yes.
2020.
Oh, when is this going on?
Oh, you know what? This is actually not going to be released until after that. So. Okay. Oh.
Well, we're still in November. So you're going to find merchandise. It's like we're predicting
by the time this airs, it will future. Already yes. be up. So be. Go check out our store on humanize911.com.
Yes.
Amen.
And everyone have a good shift. We're not going to say the terrible word.
Is it terrible if we say have a happy Thanksgiving? Because you're going to have a terrible Thanksgiving.
And it's Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah.
It is
Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, all the veterans out there. We appreciate what you've done and what you do.
That's right. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without what they've done for us.
Yeah, without freedom being protected.
Important. So
absolutely.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.